quarter to eight at Triple M, Jane Dave. Playing the cash. I was going to say the nuts. It's not the nuts this morning. It's a pressure test after 8 o'clock today. $1,000 cash. If you want to give it a crack, we'll get to that very soon. 22 degrees in Serena.
A few of us are struggling with social distancing. You know, you can't go in for a hug or a handshake or anything else. So, how do you do it without feeling a little bit awkward? That's the reason why we've got psychologist Dr. Natalie Collins on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Look, this whole coronavirus, I think it's fair to say, has taken the whole world by storm, and even some of the rules have been in place by the government saying social distancing. How do you do that without coming across rude, I guess?
Well, I mean, first thing we have to recognize is that there's a population of people who absolutely love this and they have been waiting for this all their lives. Like
introverts.
People
yeah.
who do not want to be hugged, do not touch me, you know. So we have to recognize that some people are celebrating, but those people celebrate on the inside.
Yeah.
So we'll never know who they actually are. So that's the first thing. For those of us who are huggy and touchy, it's a little bit hard. You have to actually resist the urge to go out and do that. And you feel probably more awkward than it is. And, you know, you can never allow yourself to think you can't make something more awkward than it already is and make it worse. And so the first thing you should probably do is smile. And remember to smile. It's such a basic, but actually when you're stressed and when you're upset or when you're feeling weird, the first thing you do is scrunch up your face, and it actually makes things a lot worse. So you smile. The other thing that's really important is eye contact. Here at ECU in Perth, we've done a lot of research around eye contact. Our researchers in psych, here's a tip. If you don't like to look people straight in the eye because it makes you feel weird, nobody can tell if you're looking at them straight in the eye. We've done studies. You can look at their nose. You can look at their forehead. You can look at their eyebrows. No one actually can tell the difference.
That's a great tip.
Trust me when I tell you. It works great on dates, especially the really awkward ones where you want to, like, crawl out of the place. Just kind of look at their forehead.
Oh, don't worry. I know that.
Dave's been there often.
It's a tip for you, Dave. So just do some eye contact stuff. Smile, nod. And, you know, you can do like a short wave or whatever, but sometimes you do feel like you have to say something. And the thing that you should really do is make it like we're in it together. So you could say, look, you know, I'd really love to shake your hand, but we can't at the moment. I don't want to touch you because you might have a disease. It's probably better not to say that.
Instead of shaking someone's hands, because that's uniquely Australian, Jay's a hugger, so he's screwed.
I'm very much a big hugger, yeah.
Can we just do, like, to greet each other, can we just do jazz hands or something like that, or what?
You can totally do jazz hands, but you have to take, like, the social cost of doing something like that in public with you.
Like, looking like an idiot.
Would you want to do that? That's the thing.
If you've got that much social, social capital to burn, hey, you know, go for it.
Oh, my God, can we film that? Dave is the shortest, blokiest guy, and then doing jazz hands, I just don't think it's going to be a good combination. I mean, we're having a laugh about it, but some people are actually struggling with this, myself included. When you said, sometimes to have the conversation with people, I've had to do that myself. Mm. I've done the whole, look, I would love to hug you right now, but I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a diva about it, but and I don't want to sound too deep about it, but it is a matter of life and death, right?
Absolutely. And the thing that you're trying to do when you greet someone is you're trying to express that you're happy to see them. And you can do that verbally. You could say, hey, it's great to see you. You know, it's nice to meet you. Mm. You can totally do that. But I think one of the things when you're talking about it to the two of your blokes, you know, there are also studies that demonstrate that men don't smile as much as women do. Mm. And so, you know, one of the things about guys is that they don't really smile a lot. And Aussie guys, I put 100% in that category.
Yep.
Okay, so guys do have to remember to smile a bit, or else you're just going to look like mean and standoffish.
Mm. Right. So, still think the jazz hands has got legs. Dr. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great ideas there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Hey?
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
See you later. Bye. It's 10 to 8. Jay for breakfast.